Oh, what the fuck? I would be lost for words, but I honestly never shut the fuck up, so... What a loser. What a scumbag. What a fumble wumble womp womp womp. What an absolute loser. Oh, I'm so proud of you. No, you did not overreact. I would have kicked him in the head. And then told him to get the fuck out. You did so good. Honestly. What a fucking loser. He had a chance to get his hands on the goods and he fumbled. What an absolute arse. As a fellow member of the fat ass community, I support you. 1000%. I am so proud of you. And I'm so pleased you have a backbone and self-worth. Good for you. Call me later if you need me, okay? Okay. Love you. Bye. Do I have some audacity to share? Would you like to hear the audacity? You say that, but why were you looking when I was on the phone being like, huh? Huh? What are you talking about? I think you want to know the tea. Sit. So you know how my friend Paige has been seeing this new person for a couple of weeks? Well, they went round to Paige's last night, had a romantic dinner and some food, everything was going well. Then it came to sexy time. He took off her skirt and apparently was aghast that a woman with a fat ass would have big knickers. Mm-hmm. So much so, he said, oh, I don't mind this time, but you know, you're gonna have to change up. I'm not gonna be impressed. What? The actual? Feck. How? I would have. She is so beautiful and so yummy and scrumptious and amazing, and this goblin has the audacity to comment on her underwear? And you know what she did? I am so proud of her. She yanked her skirt straight back up and said, get the fuck out. Oh, delicioso. When women have self-esteem, oh, gorgeous, eat more. Oh. Oh, she made me so happy. Because do you know the amount of women that would just go, oh, I'm sorry, and just then let him have sex with them? It is terrifying and heartbreaking. It's because we're taught that women should be a myriad of ridiculous things. But oh my God, thank God this girl has worked on herself. She's been to therapy. She's done all this stuff. Oh, I'm so proud of her. That is why she's my friend. She knows that big booty deserves big knickers. Exactly, you know the score. And I told her, as a fellow member of the fat ass community, I support her. Entirely, with both butt cheeks. It's insane. A woman as gorgeous as her has to put up with this shit. I'm sorry, but I cannot believe that this goddess had to deal with this. This absolute. I haven't even got words. I just cannot believe that a man would be like, I crave a fat ass, but I simply cannot comprehend a fat ass needing, you know, appropriately sized knickers. What in the corn-addicted dystopia is this? She's so wonderful and she deserves so much. Why does she have to deal with bottom feeders? But anyway, the point is, she survived, she thrived, and she said, get the fuck out. You absolute loser. I do feel incredibly passionate about this because so many people are like it and it's insane. See, you were a person of distinction because you saw my fat ass, saw the granny knickers and was like, fantastic, love it, give me 17. Because you know, I'm a girl who likes the comfies. I like my joggers, I like my sports bra, I like my big granny pants. Do you know what I don't like? Thongs. AKA the devil's ass string. Not just because they're uncomfy, not because they're undignified, but also because they cause yeast infections. And thrush and bacterial discharge and just... Oh, they're so annoying. Have you ever worn a thong? Oh, you couldn't last a day. That's what's insane. People are like, oh, they're so sexy. It's like, they're fucking irritating. Do you know what is sexy? Feeling calm, confident, comfortable. What a novel concept.
A woman feeling relaxed and confident in her clothes? We couldn't have that.
And here's the kicker. She rang me to be like, oh, did I overreact? Did she overreact? No. She reacted entirely appropriately. Get the fuck out. The audacity to criticize her underwear, which was clean, which was washed, which was perfectly appropriately sized, and to be like, oh, this isn't gonna do. Excuse me? I beg your pardon, fuck. You have the opportunity to squeeze her pum-pum and her butt-butt, and you go, oh, I don't like the packaging. The dating scene makes me want to scream. And thank you very much for allowing me not to be in it anymore. I really do appreciate you and love you very much, but I just need to rage right now. The audacity of mediocrity. Actually, below mediocrity, sub-mediocre fuckheads. And do you know what's insane? He must have felt absolutely justified in what he was saying, like, oh no, like, my manic pixie dream thought doesn't wear this. Like, what the fuck? They don't come custom made, you ingrate. Oh, I'm sorry, I just... My friends are so gorgeous, and they're so lovely, and they've been to therapy, and they have hobbies, and they're so sweet and supportive, but they still have a sense of independence and self, and it's just like, who are these options for them? It is so depressing. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way about their friends, but I'm actually right. My friends are the shit. They are gorgeous and wonderful and scrumptious and they deserve the best and they keep getting served fucking pond scum and I am so... Ooh. No, I probably won't calm down until she meets somebody nice, but... Believe people. Can you? You are far more neutral about people's shittiness than I am. Teach me your ways. Because you look so zen and unbothered, and I'm like, bah! I can't stand it. How dare these cretins come near her and the others that are so beautiful and amazing and just. Not even their physicality, just everything about them is just so sweet and they smell nice and they're so thoughtful and it's just like, fuck me. You deserve the earth and you're getting served Pluto. In fact, that is really disrespectful to Pluto. I will not say that. I'm sorry, Pluto. I blame Korn for this. Well... Not even Korn, just like everything about women and media and just this whole stupid idea about constantly being a playboy bunny down to fuck, but also only for one specific partner, and only wanting to do that with one specific partner, and just being a total virgin before you have sex, but somehow knowing exactly how to have sex in the best way possible. What the fuck? It drives me up the wall. And I know there's nothing I can do about it apart from perpetuate my own kind, wholesome beliefs, but sometimes I just want to crack skulls and say, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You would be lucky to get near one of those women. You would be lucky to breathe the same air, let alone touch their knickers. They're perfectly proportionate size knickers. Do you want yeast infections? Do you want some thrush on your face? Do you? Do you? No. Then grow up and realize that she needs granny knickers. You don't deserve that ass, and I know I'm raging, I know, but I just cannot believe the idiocy of the general populace sometimes. Huh? A fat ass doesn't need appropriately sized clothes to match? Boing! And I know, he's gone. She said exactly the right thing. She said, get the fuck out, but I cannot believe. I'm gonna have to make her a basket with some self-care stuff and some chocolate and some granny pants and just be like, I see you, I respect you, I love you. I have a partner that also appreciates granny knickers on fat asses. It's gonna be okay. You are gonna have to give her hope, okay? I'm gonna have to use you, take you as an example and say, look, they exist, okay? It's not embarrassing. Why is that embarrassing? Oh, it's your fault for being so sweet. I can't help that you're the gold standard, okay? Well, it's your fault for being logical about women's underwear. I don't know what to tell you. I love you. Thank you for understanding that my ass, as huge as it is, needs huge fabric to cover it. Because I didn't realize how many morons, one, didn't understand that, and two, are disgusted at the idea.
Comfort, you say? Security, you say? A sense of self, you say, that does not appeal to certain gazes? Good God.
Oh, you're not allowed to cheat on me or break up because that'll be so sad and I might have to murder you. Okay, I won't murder you, but I'll be very sad. Because you've given me something that is very dangerous. It's something called hope. And I'm gonna have to spread it further by telling my friends about how you're not a dick. And it's just gonna have to be so. I know. It's a hard burden to bear, but I believe in you. Come here. That you're not a moron. Wiz. It's so, so comfy and sexy and reassuring, and it's like, oh, they have a brain. And the idea that not everything your partner does is to be sexy. I'm a sensible, sexy nugget. Well, it combines all my favorite things. You're sensible, you're sexy, and I really love chicken nuggets. Thank you for not being a dick. And for understanding how anatomy and clothing works. Ha ha ha. I think you can handle the thickness, yes.
Mm-hmm.